This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For the office workers among you, me included actually, so among us, I suppose, your day probably goes like this. There you are, working away in front of your computer, and then, bam, something pops up on your screen and kills your momentum. It's email, it's Facebook, it's Twitter, you name it. It's distracting. Gloria Mark knows all about that. She's got an office job, too, down at the University of California, Irvine, where she studies how workers like us can do our thing more efficiently. Gloria, thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Would it be a bad thing if I told you that I had my email up on the computer in the studio here while I was talking to you?
Yes, it would be bad because you would be distracted and you would not be focused on our conversation.
But I can do two things at once. Everybody can nowadays, right?
Well, you can, but there are consequences. You're not going to be giving all your attention to this interview.
To you, right? Yeah. If you could create the ideal working condition for a knowledge worker, right? The most productive, but also the most relaxed, what would it be?
So I would create an atmosphere where people would focus on one task for a period of time, where they could take short breaks every so often. So we find that taking a break and doing Facebook is actually quite a good way to distract yourself.
Now you've opened Pandora's box because people out there are going to hear this and they're going to say, oh, Facebook's all right at work. Twitter's okay at work.
Well, Facebook does not require a lot of focus.
No, it doesn't.
It's very different than a face-to-face interaction, which involves a bit of a commitment. And cumulatively, the more of these small interactions through Facebook, the happier people are at the end of the day.
What's the single worst thing for a knowledge worker?
I would say email. Email is not a quick interaction. We did a study where we cut off email in an organization for 5 days, and we found that without email, people were significantly more focused and they were significantly less stressed.
I'm going to sound like a total Luddite here and ask you, what about the good old-fashioned, you know, just going to get a cup of coffee with somebody? Is that not a good break and refreshing?
I think that's great. In fact, when we cut off email for 5 days, the people who participated were very happy and reported that they really enjoyed walking in over to other people's offices and talking with them face to face, and they really enjoyed it.
Gloria Mark is a professor of informatics at the University of California, Irvine. Gloria, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.